Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Anthony. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to share the story of one of my former sponsors, Tom Fitz. If you remember, he's the one promoting the books called The Police Are Not Your Friends, as well as The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Well, he's been going through his own divorce and sent me this message, and I quote, "Hi Sandman, I'm a felon now due to a false accusation. I lost my contracts writing software for the government and my national security clearance. Then they will jail me when I can't pay the $1,524 a month in child support. It's an effed up world, man. I'm glad I spent the last I had to get another attorney for child support modification and all the refused drug tests from the ex that is an admitted intravenous drug user. She has had 100% possession of our son now for almost 2 years. Poor kid is effed up. Much appreciation, T. Fitz." Unquote. Once I got that message, I had to reach out to him and got the full story to share with you guys. I also put a link in the description to his books, in case you want to purchase them. Obviously, he doesn't have any money to pay me to promote his books anymore, on account of soon going off to the big house. I also asked him to share the full story as a warning to everyone else, and I'll do that in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto Di Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Tom Fitz ironically writing a book about high conflict divorce, only to be wrecked by one clown world show. Here's the short version of his story, and I quote, "Sandman, I was dumb. I married a woman who was just getting clean off the needle, but she still loved the needle and would still shoot up water. She was obsessed with veins. 1 year or so later, she got pregnant, and then cried when I threw her last needle away. This was before she got pregnant. She refused to get off her daily Xanax during pregnancy as well. The emotional abuse started not long into the relationship. I don't know what that was at the time, but started researching it. She would threaten to call the police at me all the time, as I refused to be treated as subhuman. I would just leave when she did. That would really piss her off. She made it clear that it would look as though she was being beaten by me if police ever showed up. One night she did actually call the police. I left, I came back, and she was gone. My 16-month-old was in the crib. I don't know what was going on, so I took him to the neighbors, and we slept there. She went to see the couple she was apparently running around on me with. I guess either he or she hit her. I couldn't tell from the discovery if she was actually hurt or had smeared her mascara. My mother and uncle saw her the next morning as she had an all-out police search for me and our child. I found out via phone calls and Facebook after that. I got my mother to come over and watch the son, and I left to figure all this out. I got a bondsman and attorney. Spent $15,000 on a criminal attorney, and he didn't do his job at all and just took my money. I divorced her. It cost another $10,000. Child support was set at $1,542 a month plus paying for medical and dental insurance. She moved in with her mother. She started selling her body at motels, even when my son was there. But I could never prove any of this legally. The time for trial comes. My attorney was not ready. I had a choice of pleading guilty and staying out of jail, or going to trial and probably losing and going to prison for years. I took the plea. At the divorce trial that was shortly after said incident, I won some time with my son. I see him twice a month now. At the criminal trial 2 years later, I took the plea. The woman DA said that my ex showed all the signs of being a victim. This cost me the ability to earn money. If I'm behind on child support payments, that is a violation of probation, and I go straight to jail. Just an absolute poop show. If you ever want to know more, I can tell you. I really appreciate it. Tom Fitz." Well, Tom, thanks for sharing your story as well as the warning to all men out there. Looking back, the most obvious red flag was that she was a junkie, and once she used your spunk into her, she turned your life into junk. But the thing is, we as men don't choose the women we fall in love with. Plus, her nether region is shaped like a taco, which means that it's meant to be eaten. Tom, what I'd do if I were you is to try to move in with your mom while you look for another job or find some work under the table that doesn't require a criminal background check. If you have to drive Uber, then do so. But you're a software programmer or engineer, so I'm sure that there are plenty of freelance opportunities for guys that run their own small software development firms. I know from personal experience as a freelancer, I could be in theory convicted as a felon, but no one has ever actually asked me for a background check before. I'm not sure about Uber though. Worst case scenario, might actually have to work construction, or even move out of the country and work remotely doing computer programming abroad. That way you can still afford to have a decent lifestyle while continuing to pay child support payments. I'm really surprised your lawyer didn't offer that you pay more in child support so long as they could actually drop the domestic assault charges. Then your ex-wife would have more money to go train spotting with, and you'd be able to keep your job and reputation. But your story needs to be a warning to all the men out there when it comes to men's word versus a woman's word. In court, they tend to side with the women. I also believe before you told me that the lawyer was a female, and that this would actually help you have a more fair fight in court. If not, then don't worry about it. But divorce judges are usually friends with one another. The cops that go to court as well as the judges. Also, let's not forget that female-owned group preference is forever and always a female phenomenon. Even if that female lawyer you hired said that she was on your side, you don't know if there's collusion on the other side, behind closed doors. Even if you did know, you'd still have to prove it in court, and they're all lawyers. And they tend to be buddy-buddy, so the system is stacked against you and against men in general. With lawyers, my policy has always been to never deal with them unless you have to. Unless perhaps it's a real estate lawyer for a house purchase or sale. Otherwise, don't deal with them. It's the same with insurance agents unless you're getting car insurance or a term life insurance policy. I'm sure you'll do whatever it takes to stay out of prison, but it's crazy because not paying child support seems to be the only way to land yourself in debtor's prison in this modern world we find ourselves in. We've ended slavery because it's barbaric, but debtor's prison's something from the Middle Ages we keep around to ensure that the state doesn't have to foot the bill for Tiny Ted. Debtor's prisons are kept around in the name of making sure that the children won't suffer. If a man makes children suffer financially, he's going to prison. If a woman makes children suffer financially, she gets welfare. One is rewarded and the other is punished in a society that claims men and women are equal under the law. And the powers that don't want you to be are actually wondering why men are walking away from marriage and the birth rates are collapsing. Tom, if you flee the country as a felon, your ex-wife will have an easier time convincing your son you're a monster, even though she's working the motel bang bus circuit for cash. If you stay, you're probably going to have to find a job in a field you probably hate or freelance. That means a serious pay cut, and I'm sure you'll find some kind of work, even if it's not up to your liking. She wrecked you financially, and her next move will probably be to wreck your relationship with your son by turning him against you, or maybe even moving away and then telling him that you abandoned him. That's the low-down move that many women pull these days. It's crazy because the courts can't prove that you hit her, yet they take her word for it. You could always hire a private investigator and get pictures of her and her pimp and their business together, and then send them to Child Protective Services, and that way you might be able to get your son into your custody, and perhaps have your mother help you raise him. That's what I'd be thinking about doing, plotting my revenge and taking custody of him. Then you could still be a felon on the official records, but you won't actually have to pay child support anymore. That way she wouldn't get any more of your money, and your life would be one step better. You have to think of your situation like you're in a big hole and you have to climb your way out a little bit at a time. That's the only way to do it at this point. Baby step your way back to ground level. On top of not being able to find decent professional work again and possibly being put through the prison system, you've also had your reputation stained and now people are going to think of you as a wife beater. I hope you're ready to lose friends over this situation. That's why I'm saying you need to find a way to get her into legal hot water. So then when people say, weren't you hitting your wife, you can say you mean the one that was busted for being a prostitute. That's how you show your pimp hand when people are trying to shame you for marrying a junkie flunky. Just don't hire a female private investigator or she might take pictures of you instead, banging your new next door neighbor's midget wife named Gidget. Also guys, remember to pick up a copy of the Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce or The Police Are Not Your Friends down below. It might just keep Tom out of prison so he doesn't have to play patty cake with Drop the Soap Tyrone. Also check out my other sponsor as well, Stoic Indifference. If they're happy, then so am I. The last thing I want to bring up is that YouTube is now automatically holding on to all my comments, forcing me to make them public one at a time. First it was a random video here and there. Then it shifted to every second day, and now it's every single day. I don't know if it's because of the elections, but many of you have told me that the same thing is happening on a lot of channels that you follow. Also, if you want to see all the comments that I've approved, then click on newest in the comment section. Otherwise, it'll hide 80 to 90% of them automatically. My thinking is that YouTube is now trying to hide comments either because of the erection or because they think that somehow advertisers are going to scroll down into the comment section and see something unsavory and pull their ad campaigns. But I doubt that explanation because if big companies don't advertise there, then where will they advertise? As all the attention is on YouTube these days. As for Tom Fitz, if Saul Goodman was a divorce lawyer, then you should have hired him instead. Unfortunately, in the end of that show, he gave himself a life sentence to prove the woman he loves that he's a nice guy. He should have just changed his name to Simp Goodman instead. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Anthony for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Tom's wife pretended that she was smashed by him, but meanwhile she was banging another couple. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the drug addicts that shoot up period blood Kool-Aid into their arms to get high away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.